The beginning of the film, The Child in Time, has Stephen Lewis, a young father, played by Benedict Cumberbatch, on a routine visit to the grocery store with his four-year-old daughter, Kate. Riding in the shopping cart, she urges him to go faster. He races down the aisle and she giggles with delight. While he checks out at the register, Kate occupies herself with a nearby book display. A few moments later, Stephen glances toward her, but she's not there. Where is she? He wonders. Kate? He grabs his bags and heads outside, thinking she must have wandered out there, but he doesn't see her. He hustles back into the store and begins to ask if anyone has seen his daughter, a little girl, blonde, in a yellow raincoat. He begins to raise his voice. Has anyone seen a little girl? Has anyone seen my daughter? In fact, he will never see her again. The film, based on an Ian McEwan novel, deals with the unthinkable, the abduction and loss of a child. A marriage disintegrates, lives devastated by soul-crushing, all-consuming grief. Like The Child in Time, The Prodigal Son is not all about the title character, the child. It's the story of the parent. While the son, with his behavior, his attitude, and hoped-for return, gets top billing, the star is the father. He asks no questions, imputes no guilt, no shame, demands no explanation nor apology. His grief that his child is gone, that he's been stolen away, and his overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love are far more compelling than the rather common story of a kid who screws up. Our prayer, our fasting, our almsgiving get top billing in Lent, what we do. But Lent is really about God, who God is. It's about God's heartache, God's grief, God's passion when we're lost or stolen away, when we're gone. Today, St. Paul implores, be reconciled to God. Get a load of God's overwhelming, never-ending, reckless, and prodigal love.